Episode 264 of the Read to Lead podcast is brought to you by Self Publishing School, where you can score a free copy of the book published when you sign up for Chandler Bolt's free training. Visit readtoleadpodcast.com/published to get your free copy and the free training right now.
I'm Kevin Cruz, author of Great Leaders Have No Rules, Contrarian Principles to Transform Your Team and Business. Inch your way ever closer to greatness every time you listen to this. It's the Read to Lead podcast with my friend, Jeff Brown.
Hi, I'm Jeff, and welcome to the Read to Lead podcast, the podcast dedicated to your personal and professional growth. And for today's episode, we're going to step away from an author interview because I want to chat with you about your job. And I want to ask, are you happy in your job? Are you frustrated with your job? Do you hate your job? Well, you've heard the phrase, the grass is always greener on the other side. If you're frustrated in your job, if you don't like your job, if you're dissatisfied with your current career and looking for a change, it can be easy to think that, well, I could try something new, I could go somewhere else, but then that place or that thing is going to have its whole host of problems too. So why don't I just stay right where I'm at? Or it's safer here, or I make a decent paycheck and I've got a family to provide for. Well, I want to challenge you today with the notion that life is too short to do things you can't stand. That's exactly where my friend Chandler Bolt found himself. He was in college and asking himself, why am I paying all this money to go learn about something that everybody else has told me I should be doing? Why don't I venture out and figure out on my own ultimately what it is I want to do? And for him, that began with writing books, with sharing his knowledge and his expertise. And that led to some decent monthly income, royalties through those book sales. Those grew to the point that he tried it again and again and again, and each time was more successful than the last. And he finally decided, I need to start showing other people how to do this. And that's grown into a hugely successful company. It's called Self-Publishing School. And unlike college, so much of what they do at Self-Publishing School is free. For example, you can sign up today for Chandler's free training on how to go from blank page to published author in as little as 90 days. It's free training you can sign up for right now at readtoleadpodcast.com/published. Now, one of the coolest parts is when you sign up for the free training, you get a free copy of Chandler's $15 book called Published. We've actually featured that book on the show here before. So even if you don't attend the training, but this content intrigues you at all, get the free book. Sign up for the training and get the book. But I highly encourage you to attend the free training as well. So the book is free. The training is free, all on how to go from staring at that blank page to actually publishing your book and having it read by people beyond just your friends and immediate family. The place to go one more time to find out more about the free training and getting the free book is readtoleadpodcast.com/published. I'm passionate about a few things, and one of those things is helping you realize that one of the worst things you can do is get to the end of your life and have regret for the things that you never did but wished you had. You see, you can't hate your job and do nothing about it. Back in 2016, my friend and frequent visitor to this show as a guest, Jeff Goines, shared some strong feelings on Facebook about complaining, particularly when it comes to your job. And I want to share a little bit of that with you and comment on it for just a moment. He says, I'm sorry, people, but you can't hate your job and do nothing about it. Either change your circumstance or stop complaining. Your employer deserves better, and so do you. And Jeff goes on to say, and please, please, please don't tell me you have no options. You have options, lots of them. You can quit. You can change departments. You can do something on the side that makes your current situation more tolerable. You have a choice. You may not like it, it may not be easy, but you're not stuck. Look, Jeff says, I'm a realist. By no means do I think everyone has to love their job every day, all the time. I work for myself, and it's no picnic. But I realize this is what I chose, and I deal with it. I try to find something to love every day, even on the days when my boss is a jerk. But life is too short to do stuff you can't stand. Don't believe the lie that you can't do anything about your situation. You can. This is the most amazing age in which humans have ever lived. Remember polio? Exactly. The fact that you aren't dead yet is a miracle. So do something with this one life you've been given, please, or don't. But for the love of God, stop the complaining. It is quite literally making your life and the lives of those around you even more miserable. Well, I happen to agree with Jeff about 1,000%. What about you? Most of us have a lot more control over what we do for work than we realize. We've simply made the choices society has told us we're supposed to make. In my last job, I'd been thinking about leaving for a while, but had never quite gotten up the courage to do that. If you know my story, you know that I waited around for courage long enough until eventually I was let go from that job. And I didn't hate my job. I'd just done all I'd set out to accomplish in that industry, and I desperately wanted something new. But more than that, though, what I really wanted at that stage in my life was more freedom and more autonomy, even more so than I wanted more money. That job I'd worked at, I got raises virtually every year. I doubled my income between when I started and when I left. Look, I know that self-employment, working for yourself, is not the path for everybody. But what I have realized over the last 10 or so years is there are thousands of people who want to venture that path, but don't. Either because you're afraid, other people are telling you you're crazy, or you believe the risk is too great, and on and on. I want to help more people be afraid of not trying than of trying and failing. If you leave a job to go work for yourself and it doesn't work out, what's the worst that can happen? You go back to doing something similar to or exactly like you were doing before. Now, I'm not saying that working for yourself is better than working a job, and people who work a job have the wool pulled over their eyes or are less than. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying there are too many people who are made for something else but are working a job because that's what they think they're supposed to do. And if you think that might be you, I want to provide you an opportunity to explore other options in a risk-free way. I mentioned freedom and autonomy a moment ago, two of the things I relish working for myself. Similar to what I quoted from Jeff Goins a moment ago, it's not all rainbows and unicorns on this side. But now that I'm on this side, I can't imagine ever going back to the god-awful commute, back to the long hours, back to the meetings, the incessant reply all emails, and on and on and on. If you identify with any of this, I want you to do yourself the favor of exploring, at least exploring, the other options. I've tried to create a risk-free way for you to do this. I've put together an online conference that at the time this episode is being published is 7 days away, April 30th through May 7th, 2019. Now, you may be immediately thinking, Jeff, I work a job. This sounds exciting to me. I'd love to find out more about this. I'd even like to attend it or watch it, but I have a job. How am I supposed to do that? Well, each day's speaker sessions, starting April 30th, will be available online for 72 hours for 3 days. That way, you can watch at your convenience. Now, if that's not enough, or if getting home at the end of a long day to then put in some more time watching sessions is not in the cards for you right now, there are other options. We have an on-demand option as well, the details of which are shared with you in full as soon as you register for free. But I can tell you this. The on-demand option includes on-demand access to all the speaker sessions. There are 34 in total. Access to our speaker bonus bundle, which is $1,500 in resources from our speakers they normally charge for but are allowing me to give you access to. And an invitation to our private boss-free community online so that when the event is over, you're not all alone. You've got an entire community of people, some ahead of you, some where you are, some behind you, to walk this boss-free, I like to call it, journey with. I'm talking about the Boss-Free Virtual Summit. You can find out more about it at bossfreesummit.com. There you can register for free. And when you do, you get a copy of my big old box of boss-free tools. It's a tool from every category of my business, the tool, software, hardware, etc., that I use to run my business, but just one tool from every category so you don't suffer from bright, shiny object syndrome, if you will. This resource is yours free, 9-page PDF just for signing up. And again, from there, you have 3 days, once the event starts on April 30th, to watch each day's speaker session. If that's not enough, if you need more time, if you want to watch the sessions again and again, then the All Access Pass option is the option for you. Again, more details on that when you sign up. Already there are hundreds registered for this event, and the expectation is we'll have thousands by the time the event begins. Reserve your seat now for free so you can stream these speaker sessions. BossFreeSummit.com. I hope you'll join me next week when I sit down with author Ryan Levesque. His name may sound familiar to you. He first appeared on the show a few years ago to talk about his book, Ask, which was the number one marketing book of the year it came out. Next week, we'll talk about his brand new book, which comes out the same day the Boss Free Virtual Summit begins and is appropriately titled Choose, the single most important decision before starting your business. That's next week on the Read to Lead podcast. Until then, remember, leaders read and readers lead. We'll be right back.